Good afternoon. The remnants of Hurricane Nate continue to work their way through the region, mainly in the form of tropical, steady, light to moderate rain with heavier downpours, perhaps even a couple of thunderstorms this afternoon. So some heavier rainfall rates possible in some locations as the disturbance tracks into the northeast. It's moving relatively quickly, so most of the steadiest rain will wind down from west to east during the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening. In the meantime, temperature is very warm and it is humid thanks to the tropical origin of this system, and readings will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for the rest of the day. The rain will wind down this evening as scattered showers, cloudy skies with areas of fog developing overnight, and remaining muggy with lows back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. So we'll start off tomorrow with some clouds and fog. Then, with high pressure building in, we'll have mostly sunny skies for the rest of the day. It'll remain warm, though the humidity will come down through the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. That high pressure will keep it dry into the day on Wednesday with sunshine. However, clouds will move in as the next disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, with a chance of showers by the end of the day. Highs on Wednesday will be in the mid-60s. Back into the 60s with just a chance of a shower Thursday and Friday before we dry it out and warm it up again into the 70s over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving through the west continues to produce heavy snow in the Rockies, particularly in Colorado. Winter storm warnings remain in effect with the potential for another 3 to 7 inches of snow and another foot across the higher terrain. In the Denver area, another 1 to 3 inches of snow is likely today. Out ahead of this storm in the milder air, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible in the eastern part of Kansas and Oklahoma. Strong winds and hail are the primary risks. In the colder air behind the storm, a widespread area of frost and freeze warnings can be found in the northern plains, the Midwest, and central high plains, with temperatures going back into the 20s and 30s. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 18 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain and thunderstorms near 80, Boston, cloudy, breezy, showers, thunderstorms, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949. And the record low, 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:22 p.m. 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and highs around 70. Rain tapering off to showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s and areas of fog developing. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain today, and highs in the mid-70s. Rain ending this evening, overnight tonight, areas of fog, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, and it will be heavy at times today, with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tapering off to showers tonight, areas of fog developing, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, heavy at times today with highs in the mid-70s. Rain tapering off to showers tonight, areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Rain tapering off to showers this evening, areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies, warm with the humidity coming down during the day, mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday. Some late day showers possible, mid 60s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday. A shower possible both days, mid 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.